I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Big day around here. Astros looking to get to the World Series. That's the main story. But could the Houston Texans take a dump on the Astros' big day? Friday news dump. Is it coming? John McClain insists that it's going to happen soon. Mark Berman insists it's going to happen soon. McClain took his act to the national stage yesterday. And the day before a Football Friday, we'll call it Football Friday Junior.
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you for having me on.
John McClain had this to say to Rich Eisen about a Deshaun Watson trade.
The reason the talks intensified this week could be because we're getting closer to the November 2nd trade deadline, or it could have been because the Dolphins lost to the Jaguars in London. But the bottom line is they've intensified the efforts. They'd like to get it done by the end of the week, and if they don't, they'll get it done before the trading deadline.
Why the this week?
They, from what I understand, it started on Monday. They intensified the efforts. It's been going on all week.
So if it's not this week, you definitely think it's going to happen before November 2nd. I know you mentioned that it would be done all the way through to the draft if not, but your sense of this is that it's going to happen.
My sense is that Deshaun Watson will be playing for the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, so what better day to do that than on a Friday? We've None. Seen the Friday news dumps from the Texans.
Yeah.
He's saying it's going to happen now. Something's going on. He's up to something, John is, and he seems very, very positive that it's going down.
Well, the double down on Rich Eisen was very, very adamant and didn't leave a lot of gray area on, well, maybe this, well, maybe that. My sense is this, they're going to trade him before Tuesday, et cetera, et cetera. It stands.
You're quoting McClain there.
Yes.
You're not quoting yourself.
Yes, exactly. It stands to reason, you know, and people might think, well, Friday news dump doesn't really apply to Deshaun Watson because everybody's going to still cover it. Yes, everybody's going to still cover it, but you have to realize, you know, they want to just get through the weekend, lots of games this weekend, college and pro. All the A-teamers nationally generally work Monday through Friday, you know, announce it at, let's say, 1 o'clock today or 4 o'clock today or whatever. There'll still be a lot of attention to it, and it'll continue to be attention for weeks, if not months, if not years. But it's just like trying to temper the initial wave of either backlash or commentary or whatever.
This was an interesting observation from John McClain. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. There's a lot to get into today. There is a ton to get into. Keep the Odyssey app fired up. Keep the radio on because I promise you we're going to give you everything you need on a Friday, Football Friday, here on Sports Radio 610. This was an observation about Deshaun Watson, who's still going to work. He's still going in the building. This was something McClain gave Rich Eisen yesterday that I don't know what to make of it, but it is just an interesting observation, and I think it's an accurate one for anyone that has seen Deshaun Watson and seen how Deshaun Watson has moved since he's been really in that building in 2017.
And I'll tell you something. I saw Watson leave the facility yesterday. Watson never moves fast. He's always in slow motion, except on the field. And I saw him hurry out to his car and take off, and I thought, well, that's interesting because he's leaving earlier than he usually does. He comes here to work. He works out on his own. He goes to meetings. He lifts weights, does everything he needs to do to be in the best possible shape for when he is traded, if it's during the season. Richie wants to hit the ground running. If they pull it off this week, the Texans play in Miami on November 7th. And I'm excited about watching J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins go against the Texans. That would be even better if Deshaun Watson's first game were against his former team.
That's the one that really stood out to me. And some people may not know this. Deshaun Watson has been there every day doing his work, getting his, you know, what, passing his teammates, current teammates, in the hallway, coaches, going to quarterback meetings, because that's part of the deal for getting paid. And for him to be sort of scooting out of the facility, number one, early and sort of at a brisk pace, which is unlike him, according to John McClain, it just raised my eyebrows. I'm not going to sit here and say, Landry, oh, it means this, but it means something. I mean, I think it was certainly him, maybe just, I don't know. I don't know what it could be, but it was unusual. And it happened that day when the trade seems to be imminent.
I think it would be very Texans for this news to come down now. I mean, if he's saying it's going to happen, if he's making it sound like it's a foregone conclusion, then what exactly is the holdup? Mm-hmm. I would like to think that Miami would like to get Deshaun Watson in the building as soon as possible. So there is that. Daryl Morey had some interesting things to say that I will get into a little later on throughout the show. It just seems like Daryl Morey has the right mindset compared to Nick Caserio, assuming that he's not taking top value for Deshaun Watson. We'll get into that, but there's a lot to get into. But I do think you need to keep it locked here, because I think the Deshaun Watson trade, if McClain and Berman are right, and there's no reason for them to throw it out there if they haven't been told something, I think the Deshaun Watson trade could happen. I mean,
today,
very, very soon.
If not today, I think Monday, because players are off generally on Tuesdays. Dolphins play the Falcons on Sunday. They could. I think it'll be today. Get him into Miami, all the physicals, all that stuff, and then move from there.
Now, the one thing that I do want to make clear when it comes to a Deshaun Watson trade, and we know the Astros are getting it done today. We know we will get you. We'll lay out the path for the Astros' victory. We're 2-0 when we do that, so we'll figure that out. Got two cracks at getting back to the World Series. I do want to make sure that the narrative isn't rewritten when and if Deshaun Watson is traded, because that's my number one fear here, and I want to make this very clear. I think Deshaun Watson changed after he signed the contract. I think he became very materialistic. I think part of the reason he wants to be in Miami is because he wants to live that Instagram lifestyle. He wants to be able to be on yachts, so on so forth. I think the guy who went from giving checks to cafeteria workers turned into a little bit of a weasel after he signed the contract. And I said that then, and I'm saying it now. This is not revisionist history. With that said, Deshaun Watson's beef with the Houston Texans organization is symbolic of something that 99% of the players that leave here say about this organization with Cal McNair and Jack Easterby in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's happened off the field. I'm not trying to minimize what's happened off the field. I'm sure that's a massive distraction. But let's not rewrite the narrative when Deshaun Watson's traded and act like the Texans just needed to get rid of this guy because this happened off the field, because he wanted out before, just like JJ did, just like Whitney Mercilus did, just like Randall Cobb did, just like a lot of players have, just like all the coaches who didn't want this job. Let's not rewrite the narrative and let the Texans off the hook. This is a dysfunctional organization, and Deshaun Watson, regardless of what he did or didn't do off the field, as that plays out, that is not part of the dysfunction. The dysfunction is that this organization is not run well at the tippity top. There's a little foreshadowing for you.
I love that term, the tippity top. Put a pin in that. We will hear that again. Well put. I mean, I couldn't put it any better. And so many people are just conflating these two things, you know, the issues he has on a personal level and the issues that led to him wanting and being granted a way out eventually are completely different things. This team, this organization from the tippity top,
the tippity-tippity-tippity-top. Not just the tip, the tippity-tippity-tippity-top.
From the tippity-top is the reason that he was alienated. They alienated him. And then He alienated himself from a lot of fans with his behavior. Those are two different things.
100%. But let's not rewrite the narrative. This is the thing. This was the most damning thing that I've heard about this organization in a long time. And we've read all the Sports Illustrated stories. We know that Jack Easterby's been indirectly called out by guys that have left here. But a lot of those guys just weren't the right fit, or it wasn't the right point in their career for them to be here. Whitney Merciless yesterday in Green Bay. This is a guy who got a contract he didn't deserve. He was one of these smart, tough, dependable guys. He's a guy who Cal McNair went out of his way to praise. Listen to what Whitney Merciless said, unsolicited. And this is very, very, very telling. This is very damning for Cal McNair and Jack Easterby. This might be the most damning quote that I've heard from a Texans player.
Felt great out there today. Feels like revitalized. The youngness in me is back, you know, because your new environment, you feel the vibe of the team. It's not heavy. It's not a heavy cloud or anything like that.
Does that come from going from a team that maybe isn't going that same direction to now you are on a contender?
Yeah, definitely. That definitely contributes to it. But also the mentality as far as from top down, from I'm talking about tippity top all the way down. Everybody's on the same page, you know, and they invest into their players, into people. When you've got a mentality like that, you want to invest back into that. So to experience something like that is awesome.
So many things to talk about with that. The most important thing to me and why I went was Whitney Merciless was in the Culture Club. He was on the approved list of Jack Easterby's and Cal McNair's. He was so good in the community. Was a guy that just sort of, you know, fit their mold of what a player should be. Incredibly nice, faithful in a religious sense, faithful in a team sense. He was in the club. He was on the approved list. So that's the backdrop, right? And then he says two things really stood out. There's not a heavy cloud.
Yes.
A heavy cloud.
Yes.
That he says there's not one in Green Bay. Yes. Well, what does that tell you? Yes. That tells you there was a heavy cloud here.
Yes.
And the second thing is the mentality.
Yes. Tippity top.
Comes from the tippity top.
Tippity top. Now this is the other thing, and I heard Sean say this, and I disagreed with Sean yesterday. I was actually talking to him about it last night. Yes, you could say nobody benefited more from this than Whitney Merciless, but it ain't about that. It ain't about him benefiting. That's not how this works. This is like a brotherhood. It would mm-hmm. be like if you, me, and Figgy were all on, let's say we were all teammates, and let's say that I was making out like a bandit, and the boss liked me, and the boss was playing favorites with me, but the other two of y'all, he was a complete jerk to. He was belittling them, and it created a culture that was toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna leave here and say, oh, it's awesome. He was great. Yeah, he was a great boss. He really treated me right. Nah, it ain't about that.
Yeah.
He knows what J.J. Watt thinks. He knows what DeAndre Hopkins thinks. I'm sure that in the Texans fantasy world, they feel we were always so good to him, and we sent out a nice message to Whitney Merciless. It ain't about that.
Yeah.
It ain't about that. It's about more than just how an individual is treated. And he just told you, a guy that is that tough, smart, dependable, always a Texan, according to Cal McNair. Whitney Merciless just told you, unsolicited, that from the tippity top, the Texans got issues. That right there is the most damning quote that I've heard from a former member of a Texans organization.
Yes, and I'm about to open the text board, 713-572-4610, if you want to text or call. And we will have a think tank in the 12:40 hour segment. I'm sure people are going to say, well, that guy, man, he's overpaid and he's sorry and he's been stealing. This is how I would put it. And this is what I said to Sean actually before the show when we were talking. Picture two boxes, okay? In one box is Whitney Merciless absolutely stealing from this organization. That's true. He hasn't been good. He's been stealing. You know, figuratively speaking, that's one box. Now picture the other box is a good dude. And nobody says that Whitney Merciless isn't a good guy. A good dude, while you're stealing and you haven't been productive in this other box, you're not going to let these things happen because that's just the way you're wired. You're not going to let these things happen and go on with guys that you share a locker room with, and not say something. So it's like two separate things. They can both be equal. I mean, they can both be true at the same time. Yes, he's stealing. He's been bad. He hasn't been a good player. Hasn't been productive. But the other box is what we're talking about. This is a good dude that's saying, man, there's a heavy cloud over there.
From the tippity top.
From the tippity top.
That's Whitney Merciless right there. Yeah. We're talking about news dumps. That is a dump on the Texans front office.
Not a news dump.
One of the biggest dumps that you will ever hear from a guy who is authentic, nice, and in their words, always a Texan.
Right.
That's a guy who's always a Texan telling you that you got problems here from the tippity top. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Dusty Baker. Can you please make some sort of speech? Good Lord. Plus, Jeff Passan gets a little bit snappy with Astros fans next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, Dusty. One win away from the World Series. You've never tasted it. What are you going to say to the team, Skip?
People talk too much sometimes. People meet too much. You know, everybody want to know what you're going to tell them. Well, you know, that I'm just going to say, go play. You know what I mean? And, sometimes you got to get out the way and just let them play versus always telling them something or talking to them. Like, I talk to them when I think they need it, or I talk to them individually, or I talk to the pitcher separately, or I talk to the catcher separately. You know, I'm not a big meeting guy, because halftime they shut you out half the time. You know what I mean? You're actually reaching like half of them. So that's why I try to break it down in different groups. And I think it's easier to talk to different groups.
All right. I mean, you know what? Red Sox in seven. All right.
What?
If that's what I'm getting.
Oh, my God.
If that's what I'm getting, Red Sox in seven.
People talk too much sometimes.
Yeah, Landry just talked too much.
And I'm ready to run through a wall for you, Dust. All right.
I mean, all right, man.
But you heard his thinking behind it.
Coming up on Monday, now that the Astros season is done, where is Carlos Correa going? Come on, Dust. You got to give me a little more than that.
But his logic was fine.
No.
It wasn't?
I need more than that.
He was like, I like to talk to him individually. Some people tune out, et cetera, et cetera. That said, he's not exactly Newt Rockman.
Come on, Dust. You got to be better than that. Astros, we'll give you the key a little later on. Jeff Passan was on with the Afternoon Guys 2 days ago.
I remember.
I think Jeff Passan's been snooty. I know he laughed when Joe Kelly threw a ball at an Astros player's head. He put up a gif. There was the Jose Altuve mocking about the shirt and stuff like that. There's been a snarky bitch-ass factor to some of Jeff Passan's. There has been. I'm sorry. I mean, there has been. Maybe I understand it, but there has been. I'm sorry. Like I would say that if you're like there has been. But he was on with the guys, and I thought it was entertaining. And you can tell that Astros fans, and let me just say this. The majority, like the strong majority of the most vocal on Twitter, if I got what I can imagine Jeff Passan gets, it might lead me to hate the Astros too. So I'm understanding, yeah. like that's the whole thing. Like I think we have to understand this. Like if you ask me, and if you ask Jeff Passan, was there some snootiness to some of his reports? I would say yes. Now, do I think that he hates the Astros? Yes, I do. Can I understand why he hates the Astros? Yes, because I think that the most obnoxious of all fan bases, but especially Astros fans on Twitter, if I got the brunt of that and I was getting who knows how many mentions he's getting, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of mentions, I think if I were Jeff Passan, it would lead me to hate the Astros as well. Sure. So I can understand his point of view.
Absolutely.
But for him to deny that he hates him, I think is kind of interesting. A, he can't say it. And B, his reason
well,
for
that's why
he doesn't
it.
Is pretty funny. Here was Jeff Passan with Clinton Show. And we'll just start and pause because I thought it was very entertaining. And I do think he's got to be a little bit better because he did act so goofy during this Astros scandal to where you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like he's, go ahead. We'll break this down for you.
Jeff, there's a lot of conversation right now about the umpire behind the plate last night for the Astros, man. How much did that umpire in particular impact the game last night?
Well, for those in the city of Houston who have read my story today, or at least saw the tweet and have reacted the way they did, they're acting like it had nothing to do with it. I must say, I find it very interesting and amusing the way that Astros fans, a particular subset, not all of them, but some Astros fans want to try and hold me accountable for pointing out that Laz Diaz completely blew that call yesterday, along with 22 others behind home plate, by the way, and say that for pointing that out, all I'm doing is being an Astros hater. And then they argue that Luis Garcia's pitch to Yasmani Grandal that didn't get called strike three in the division series, I should have pointed that one out too. Like, pick a side. Either bad umpiring is a bad thing, or I don't know what the opposite of that is. Bad umpiring is a bad thing, and it doesn't matter if it happens to the Red Sox.
He comes out guns blazing. That was the only problem I had with it.
Sensitive.
You know,
sensitive.
The question
was. What was the question?
The question wasn't, why do you know that Astros fans hate you? No. The question was about that the strike zone and that call and how important. And he immediately turns it into Astros fans hate me, but they're dumb because they're not talking. They're talking out of both sides of their mouths, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, man. I don't know if I would have handled it like that. In fact, I'm pretty sure I would not have. He immediately said, all right, yeah, I know where this is going. And I thought it was it's kind of a bad look.
Yeah, you can tell he's overly sensitive and he's very deep in his mentions. Here's more with Jeff Passan with Clinton Show the other day.
At Sox, it doesn't matter if it happened to the Astros. I couldn't care less who wins.
Okay.
Like, that's the truth of this.
All
right. All I want is interesting stories and good baseball games.
Okay.
And there have been some good baseball games this postseason. And by the way, the notion that something happening in the first inning is equivalent to something that happens in the ninth inning is so beyond ridiculous.
That's false. That's not in playoff baseball.
No.
Playoff baseball, it takes one pitch. I think he should have a better grasp. I disagree with that 100%.
Well, and I think there's evidence to that.
Yeah.
No matter where you think the call was on that strike, what have the Astros done since they
gave up
break?
A home run?
Yeah, what have they done since they gave
He's
up that
strike?
He's way off
on that.
Yeah.
He's way off on that, especially with where the Astros' bullpen was and stuff. Like, Zach Greinke getting a bad call and giving up a bomb, he's wrong on that.
Like, it takes away the idea of leverage. When you have a tie game in the ninth inning and a called strike three gets blown, it's a lot different than a 3-1 pitch in the first inning getting blown, which is what happened with Zach Greinke yesterday as well. Led to Rafael Devers' walk, which went to Xander Bogaerts' home run after that. I'm sorry, but you have 24 outs after that to make a difference. In the ninth inning, you certainly don't have 24 outs left to have a game being played.
So here, just let it be known, Jeff. Are you an Astros hater? Just clear the air right now. Are you an Astros? Everybody in this bar has turned around and looked and waiting for this answer. Are you an Astros hater, Jeff?
I'm gonna answer your question with a question of my own. And I don't know if you know the answer to this. Do you know what my World Series pick was this year?
I believe Astros Dodgers.
That would be correct. If I'm an Astros hater, I'm the worst hater in the world.
How does that make sense? I hated the Patriots for years, and I picked them to win the Super Bowl before. Like, yeah. So that if that's your defense, that's really strange. Oh, you picked a good team to make the World Series, so that makes you not a hater? All right, well, I hate the hell out of the Patriots. I don't like Alabama. Screw Alabama. I hate them. I picked them to make it. If that's what you're pointing to, bud, that's bad defense.
I picked Alabama to beat the Aggies because it was obvious that they would. They didn't.
Yeah.
And you know how, you know, dyed in the wool I am. I mean, what am I wearing today?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. We'll hear more from Jeff Passan. It's going to get even more interesting from Jeff Passan. He's going to get even more ticked off. We're also going to hear from Mark Vandermeer and the loopholes. So there's no DeAndre Hopkins toe tap. There's no J.J. Watt finger wag. What are the new trademarks for the Houston Texans on an NFL Sunday? Whiny Passan. In the harsh reality next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, here's more from Jeff Passan. We'll get to the vintage Texans moments. The 610 Loopholes Facebook page. You want to join, just request the admin will let you in. But this was more from Jeff Passan with the afternoon, guys. Look, just to reset, he hates the Astros. I understand why he hates the Astros, because I took the brunt of the loudest of the loud from any fan base, especially the Astros, with everything that's gone on, I would probably develop a hate. Now, I'm not Jeff Passan, though. So I also think that there's some hypocrisy here from Jeff Passan in that he's saying the Astros can't have their cake and eat it, too. Well, you can't be a instigating twerp and expect people to treat you like a serious reporter. Like, Adam Schefter doesn't get this stuff, okay? Woj doesn't get this stuff.
That's a great point.
You're going on with John Boy. You're making jokes. You're putting a meme up of Joe Kelly after he throws a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at someone's head, and you're saying, that feeling when you throw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and then you're putting out crap like this with Jose Altuve amidst that tattoo crap, that fake news tattoo crap, and making jokes. And then you're acting like people are supposed to treat you like you're Adam Schefter and Woj. You're not. You're a twerpy whiner. So yeah. So quit calling people out for being hypocritical, because you're just as hypocritical, bud. Mm-hmm.
Jose Altuve, when he came into the clubhouse this morning, Keith, was wearing like a dry fit tight blue shirt. And it's rare that you see in the clubhouse guys just in the middle of it decide to take their shirt off.
What?
That's what Jose Altuve did today. He just pulled his shirt right off, walked over toward his locker, turned around like, you know, he's a model and you know what he means. Yep. When he does a little turn on the catwalk.
Okay, like, what? First of all, it's rare for guys to take their shirt off in the clubhouse. That was weird. Second of all, like, I think he was clout chasing Yankee fans and Dodgers fans. But the whole point is, look, I understand that if you are a triggered social media instigator like Jeff Passan, you're going to hate Astros fans. So I get it. But don't sit here and say that Astros fans, and you know me, I'm not the one to defend the Astros cheating scandal. Yeah. I think they deserve all the smoke they get. But I'm also going to call out hypocrisy when I see it. Yes, there is some hypocrisy from Astros fans mm-hmm. that have cake and eat it too. But it's also really, really amusing that a guy who's doing stuff like that and putting out Joe Kelly memes wants me, you, Clint, show, anyone to treat you like the effing Adam Schefter yeah. or Woj, because you don't act like that, bud.
And I'm completely taken aback by his comment about a guy not taking off his shirt in the clubhouse.
I don't know what clubhouse he's been in.
I've been in hundreds of clubhouses over the years in various ballparks.
Usually they're ass naked, honestly, if we're being serious.
We are. And so what are you trying to say? I mean, at least be right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you want to get treated like Woj. This was more from Jeff Passan yesterday, or 2 days ago with the afternoon guys.
World. Like, I hate them so much, I think they're going to make the World Series. No, of course I'm not an Astros hater. I think the Astros are a fantastic baseball team. I think they're a really well-run organization.
Jeff Passan just went from the most hated person in Houston to the biggest fan.
Let's do this. I'll ask you guys, am I an Astros hater?
Yes,
it's easy. Listen, Jeff, I don't think you are. I know many
because
people
you're a
here
rational
because
person.
You were. I mean, I think you were. I think many people here, and I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but I don't give a damn. I think many
Please.
People here think you were too hard on the Astros about the cheating scandal.
Oh,
boo-hoo.
I'm sorry. They cheated to win a world championship. Oh, I'm going to be soft on them. No, the difference between me and Astros fans is that Astros fans are invested in the good, the bad, and the ugly, and are going to back their team, which is exactly what they should do. That's what a good fan does. The problem is, when fans start mistaking me reporting on what actually happened.
That's false. Again, play that Altuve report. Like that's false. Like, he's right about Astros fans. He's absolutely right. But you did not act professionally with this. Like, you did not. Again, here it is. Jose Altuve, the tattoo stuff, the fake news, the buzzer. The buzzer was ridiculous. There's anything else you can go with. This is not Adam Schefter Woj reporting right here, Jeff.
Jose Altuve, when he came into the clubhouse this morning, Keith, was wearing like a dry fit tight blue shirt. And it's rare that you see in the clubhouse guys just in the middle of it decide to take their shirt off. But
it's not.
It's what Jose Altuve did today. He just pulled his shirt right off, walked over toward his locker, turned around.
At all. I don't understand
like
that.
A model and did his turn on the
catwalk. Like he's like, see no wires. Yeah. That's what he's implying.
So him acting like he just played it close to the vest is a joke. That's not true. Like, that's not accurate from Jeff Passan. That's not accurate at all. Here's more from Jeff Passan.
It happened for me caring about what happened. The only thing I care about is that baseball is a healthy sport. I enjoy when baseball is healthy. because I love the game and because it's my livelihood to report on it. But I'm not going to sit here and try and sugarcoat what happened, nor should you, nor does Alex Cora, nor does AJ Hinch, nor do the players who were involved in this. They all look at it with regret. They all look at it with embarrassment. So if they can do that, it's perfectly okay for fans to back them and to acknowledge that they made mistakes, because they did. They've said as much themselves. It's also important that as human beings, we look at those mistakes and are willing to forgive them. Sometimes history is ugly, and it's okay to acknowledge that ugly history as long as it's not necessarily the thing that solely defines a person or a team.
Okay. I feel like we're in an intervention right now, and that Jeff needed to get that off his
Let's
chest.
Let's be fair. He's actually right about that.
No, he's right about
he's
that.
He's 100% right
no,
about
he's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not how he's acted.
Right.
That's exactly. The point. That's not how he's acted. Like, if you are a guy who's on the internet all the time, dude, when Joe Kelly threw 98 at someone's head, he put, that feeling when you throw 98 at someone's head, and he showed Joe Kelly yawning.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter ain't doing that.
No.
Woj ain't doing
just,
that.
Just covering it, and yeah, they have opinion pieces, but that's
so
a
he's
little
trying
bit...
to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
He's acting like he's supposed to be treated like those guys. You ain't. You're a new age guy. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But don't sit there and start off the interview with your whiny ass stuff.
Chest.
I don't need to get anything off my chest. I think people need to hear this, because I all day long, oh my God, Houston fans, like, you guys suck sometimes. You really do. I'm sorry. I want to love you. And it's interesting, because when I was being as praiseworthy as I was of the Astros before the postseason, like, people were like, okay, Jeff's not that bad. Then I write one thing about a bad strike call, and all of a sudden I hate the Astros? No. If it had gone against the Astros, I would have written the same damn thing.
No, you hated them before,
same exact thing.
Hey, Jeff, you got one more time to talk about my Astros fans down here. I'm gonna sick my mom on your ass in a hurry now. You got one more shot.
Hey, now, here's the thing. Let me say this. I have... When I was in Houston last week, and I'm going to be going to Houston, and if I end up in a body bag, I'm going to blame it on you guys, and you're going to have to take care of my kids. But when I was in Houston last week for the first two games of the series, Astros fans were really nice, and it's great. And some people wanted to take pictures and wanted to talk baseball, and I love doing that. Listen, I understand Astros fans are very parochial, as they should be, and they're wounded because – their team was being attacked, they felt like, by, you know, everybody who was outside of Houston. So they started gathering around and, us against the world. And, hey, I get that. I have nothing against Houston fans. What I have
is irrational
people. And if you're going to sit here and accuse me of hating Houston, that's just wrong.
Look.
Totally false.
All right. He does. But he's also a guy who spends a lot of time on the internet, and he's getting the most intense backlash that you can get. But yeah, Jeff Passan, like, don't lie to yourself. He hates, first of all, he generalized Astros fans into that. There's like a small percentage of people on Twitter.
He generalized that.
He's generalizing that, and he's allowing it to impact his reporting. It's like when you do a show, like how many of our mentions, if we just brought those to the air, would like 90% of the people say, what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
That's what he does. He's allowed the strong vocal portion of one of the most dangerous places in the world to skew his view and skew the professionalism that someone with a job that like what he has, like a Schefter or a Woj has. And I get it. If you're doing that, I would hate Astros fans too. But don't expect to be treated like the ultimate professional, especially when you're going to a place where the most obnoxious people are going to be.
He committed the cardinal sin, you know. And we've talked about how Astros fans have rabbit ears when it comes to 2017 and the cheating scandal and all that. That's really understandable.
We've been more critical than anyone in this town.
Exactly. This show has been. They deserve what they got. You mentioned it earlier. But I'm saying I understand why Astros fans have rabbit ears, because they've been talked about, beaten down, mentioned, written about, you know, broadcasts have talked about this ad nauseum. I get you get a little sensitive and hypersensitive, to be honest, about when people bring it up. And you're also the true blue fan. As he just said, you know, from the good, bad, and indifferent, you're going to be a fan. I'm going to sound really, really preachy here, but I've been in this industry a long time. He's doing it wrong, man. I would love to sit down with Jeff, who's very accomplished, and I respect his work. But I would love to sit down with him and say, dude, what are you doing? You know, why are you feeding the monster like that? You know, the Astros fans, let's be honest, they are a monster when it comes to the sensitivity.
Yeah.
Why are you feeding them? Yeah. Why are you throwing them bones here, man?
And getting to where you're so put off by them that you go put out reports about Jose Altuve. You go on the John Boy podcast and all that type of stuff. Like, it's making you look weaselly. And yes, there is a lot of hypocritical stuff that comes from the smoke that he gets from Astros fans. But he's the biggest hypocrite of all because he wants to be treated like a professional journalist. He doesn't act like it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't mean to be preachy to another guy in this industry. But I've been in this industry for 35, 36 years, whatever it has been. I can tell you one of the best things I've ever done is understand you do your job and you answer good questions and you be accountable. But you don't have the rabbit ears, man. You'll just go down the rabbit hole and you'll never come out.
Jeff Passan, Clinton Show, Sports Radio 610. Y'all need to lay off show on the text line. Well, what's wrong with y'all?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
People 713-572-4610 if you want to get in.
They are.
This was Mark Vandermeer with Jeff Pasch, the play-by-play guy for the Arizona Cardinals. This is what Vandermeer had to say about DeAndre Hopkins, who we're going to see on the field during a Texans game for the first time since King Bill traded him during the 2020 offseason.
All right, as a play-by-play guy, I have to tell you this about Hopkins. There were many occasions where I couldn't believe he caught the ball, where it would be on the sideline, and it seems like his body is 2 yards out of bounds, and there's no way he got that one. And, oh my gosh, they're going to rule it a catch. Well, let's look at it. Oh, yeah, the toes got down. He had maybe one of those a game, it felt like, when he was here and I was calling the games.
Yeah, and so now we're going to see that on the other side of the field, DeAndre Hopkins doing that. And you know he's going to be targeted a lot, first of all.
So we're not going to see the new Hopkins toe tap. We're not going to see the J.J. Watt finger wag. What are the new acts that we see from this Houston Texans team? I put this on the 610 Loopholes page. The new patented moves.
What are the patented moves of the old Texans were the DeAndre Hopkins toe tap, the J.J. Watt sack celebration. You can go down the line. So what are the new patented moves for the Houston Texans?
I got some on the 610 Loopholes Facebook page.
I got a list.
Arnold Ramirez says he likes the Cook Archer thing. It's pretty cool. It just doesn't happen as often as the Nuke toe tap. Matt Lee says Mills interceptions. There are multiple people saying the David Culley sticking his tongue out during the game.
One of mine was this, which ties in with that. The David Culley mouth half open blank stare.
Yeah. Arnold Ramirez says Malik Collins roughing the passer. There's a lot of mediocrity. There's a lot of losing jokes. Second half shutouts. Ooh. Ryan Powell says.
Not scoring on the road.
Some of these I can't read. Jose. It All Matters tattooed on Cal's ass. Can't say that I've seen that one, Brian.
You know what you have seen? I've got some others here. Would you be interested to hear?
Yes, all of them.
I said the David Culley mouth half open blank stare. That's a patented move that you see on Sundays.
What about the timeout before a big decision from David Culley?
Well, I called it the confused Frank Ross David Culley timeout.
Yes. The discussion
because Ross,
Frank
the special
Ross,
team
the
coach, is always right there. He's always talking to him. Should I call a timeout?
What about Lonnie Johnson backpedaling into the goalpost?
I called it the Where's Waldo Lonnie Johnson pre-snap setup. Do it this Sunday when they show because you're not.
How
gonna
many
have,
times is Lonnie in the screen?
Can
when
you
they,
see
on each play?
Where's Waldo? Where's Lonnie? See if you can see him on the screen. That's what I call that one. And then there's this. The Easterby hands on knees like Mac Brown Crouch.
Gosh.
Like he's a coach. The Easterby hands on knees, Mac Brown Crouch. I mean, it's just so awkward. He's off to the side. He's never like, well, not never, but he's often not, you know, with the coaches themselves. He's got that hands on knees. You know, Texans are playing football, sort of posing. It's like he's presenting. Hunters will know what I'm talking about. Think about the rut. Anyway, another one I have is the Philip Lindsay run to the sideline. Give me the ball. I've got to get to the sideline as fast as I can.
The David Johnson one-yard gain from 14-14 on the text line.
Oh, that's generous.
The Roy Lopez salsa dance.
Oh, heck yeah. That's a good one.
Don't get to see it very much, but the Roy Lopez...
Oh, Lonnie celebrating when the quarterback throws it away.
Well, Lonnie's getting on the internet a lot.
Hey, Lonnie is not a popular dude right now.
Lonnie's on there. 713-572-4610. The most vintage Texans moves. Coming up, the Deshaun Watson news dump. It could be coming today. And speaking of dumps, Whitney just took one all over Cal and Jack. You will not believe what the former Texan had to say next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.